Sefer Shmos, Parsha Shmos, let us begin. The Torah tells us, Vatered Bas Paro, that Paro's daughter went down Lirchotz Al Hayor to bathe by the river Vinaroseah, and her maidens, Holchos Al Yad Hayor, walked along the river. Vatered Hateva Besochasuf, and she saw that the basket was among the reeds. Vatishlach es hamasa, and she sent her maidservants, vatikochea, and she took it. Vatiftach, she opened it up, vatireh es hayeled, she saw the boy, vihine na'ar boche, and behold, this young boy was crying. Vatachmol olav, she had compassion for him, vatomer, she said, this is a Jewish child. And ultimately, the Torah tells us that she was looking for a person to ultimately nurse Moshe Rabbeinu, which we'll get to in a few moments. But the Torah tells us ultimately that this child was none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Pasuk says, Vayigdal Hayeled, the boy grew up, Vativieu Labas Paro, and again she brought this child to Bas Paro Vayihi Lo Leben, and this was a child to Bas Paro Vatikra Shemo Moshe, and she called him Moshe Vatomer, and she said, Kimin Amayim Mishisiu, for I drew him from the water. The Medrash comes and tells us that who was Bas Paro, what was her name? What was her name other than the daughter of Paro? So the Medrash tells us in Vayikra Rabbah in Perek Aleph Gimel, Amar la HaKadosh Baruch Hu Labasya Bas Paro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Basya, who was the daughter of Paro, Moshe Lohaya Bincha Vikaraso Bincha. Moshe Rabbeinu was not your son, and yet you called him your son. He was a son to you. Af At Lo SBT, you as well, you're not my daughter. You weren't born as a Jew, but nonetheless, Vani Kore Oscha Biti, but I'm going to call you my daughter, Shenemar, as it says in Devar Hayomim, Ele B'nei Basya Baska. These are the children of Basya, Bas, the daughter of Ka of Hashem. We see from this Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called her Basya after she was Nisgaria, after she had converted. Though the implication is before she had converted, she was called a different name. She wasn't called Basya. It was only after she had become Jewish that even though she wasn't born Jewish, but she became Jewish, she now was considered a Baska, a daughter of Hashem. However, if you look at the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, the Gemara in Maseches Megillah tells us that that's not when her name was actually changed to Basya. Rather, the Gemara tells us, Ve'ela b'nei Basya asher lo kach mered. These are the children of Basya, that again, Mered was married to Basya, v'chi Mered shmo v'halo Kalev shmo. Kalev was married to the daughter of Basya, to Basya herself. Well, then why is it that he was called Mered? Why? Because it should be that a person who rebels against the Eitzah of the Meraglim should marry Basya, Bas Paro, who had rebelled against the idolatry of her father's home. And Rashi comes and explains, Ulekach Nishtana Shema. And this is the reason for her name being changed, Bilikuchin Halalu, when they were married. In other words, we see from Rashi that it was only after she got married to Kalev was her name changed to Basya. Not like the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had called her Basya many years before she eventually became married to Kalev. So how do we reconcile? On one hand, the Medrash seems to suggest that she was called Basya after she had converted. Yet the Gemara Maseches Megillah Dav Yud Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that it was only after she had gotten married was her name changed to Basya. Kali became Mered, and Bas Paro became Basya. So how do we reconcile the Medrash from the Gemara? That is our first question. So the Psukim tell us that after Moshe Rabbeinu was born and after Moshe Rabbeinu was taken by Basya, by Bas Paro, so Miriam had come and said that she was willing to find a person to nurse this child. And the reason why it was necessary to find a Jewish woman, Zacht Rashi Milameid Sheikh Zirato al Mitzrios Harbelino, that Pyro's daughter had taken Moshe to many of the Egyptian women to nurse him. Velo Yonik, but he had not nursed from them. Lefi Shahoya Osi Lidabir im Hashchina, because he was destined, his destiny was that he was going to speak, to engage with the Shechina, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Ramah in Yardea Simen Pei Aleph Siv Zayin comes and he paskins la halacha. Cholav Mitzris is kecholav Yisraelis, that Jewish milk is like Egyptian milk. Mikomakom lo yaniku tinok min hamitzris. One should not nurse a Jewish child from an Egyptian woman, im efshar bi Yisraelis, if it's possible to nurse this child from a Jewish mother. Why? Because the milk of an idolater is metamtem halev. It comes and it creates distortion in the heart, umalilo tevara, and ultimately it will create a bad nature, a tevara, in this child. The Be'er HaGra, in the name of the Rashba, comes and he says, Shemekara HaDavar, the root, the source of this halacha, is from Moshe Rabbeinu that refused to be nursed from Hamitzrios, from an Egyptian woman, Mishum Shahoya Asid Ledaber Im Hashchina, because ultimately he was going to come and speak, to engage, to interact with HaKadosh Baruch. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks a fantastic question in his Sefer Emes LeYaakov. Ulech Ora Tamua, Eich Efshar Lilmod Mikan Halacha L'maisa. How can we learn here Halacha L'maisa? Hakan Mefurash Atam, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu cannot be nursed from an Egyptian woman is Mishum Sha'asa L'dabir Im Hashchina. V'im Kain, if this is so, Minalan Shekein Adin, how can we apply Moshe Rabbeinu's case to each and every one of ours? V'chiyo kol echad asid, the daber im hashchina. Is each and every one of us, are we able to speak? Are we going to speak with the Shechina? That's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's kasha as to how are we able to learn halacha l'maisa that one should not nurse from a Egyptian woman if a Yisraelis is available in this halacha. The root, the makor, the source for this is from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why should Moshe Rabbeinu, why are we learning halachas from Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu is a totally different person. He was speaking with the Shechina. Last I checked, I didn't go to Har Sinai. I wasn't interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way. So maybe for me, the halacha is different. That I would be allowed, lechatchila, to be nursed from an Egyptian woman. And that is our second question. Why are we learning out a halacha l'maisa for Moshe Rabbeinu if Moshe Rabbeinu is unlike any other person? And our third and final question is based upon the pasuk that in the aftermath of Moshe Rabbeinu hitting and killing the Egyptian and hiding the Egyptian, there were two Jews that were fighting. There were Shnei Ivrim that were quarreling with one another. Vayetze bayamasheni vihineshne anashim ivrim nitzim. There were two Jews that were fighting. Vayomer l'Rasha. Moshe Rabbeinu turned to the Rasha, to the evil, to the wicked one. Lama sakereyecha? Why are you hitting your friend? Vayomer, and he turns to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, Mi samcha liish sar bishopet oleinu? Who made you a man, a ruler, a judge over us? Harlageni ata omer kasher harakta es hamitzri? Are you going to kill me as you killed the Egyptian? Rav Schwab asks, Ma haisa hasheila? What really is the question of mi samcha? Who made you? Who placed you as a ruler, a judge over us? That question makes no sense. Because Moshe Rabbeinu lived in the house of Paro. And everyone thought of him as the child of Bas Paro, which means that he was next in line to the throne of Paro. And if that's the case, certainly he had permission to act as a sar and a shofet olam. He could act as an officer, a judge, over these two Jews. So what were they asking? That question is mared b'malchus, is treason against the king. Moshe Rabbeinu had every right to act and to throw them into prison and to execute them immediately. So why was Moshe Rabbeinu even worried? He was frightened. Why would he be frightened? And why would they ask such an incredulous question? Didn't they realize that Moshe Rabbeinu had the authority as the child of Bas Paro, the next in line to the throne, that Moshe Rabbeinu, this Egyptian man, could have come and executed them immediately? So, mi samcha le'ish sar b'shevet aleinu is a very difficult question. You can't assume that they had such chutzpah that they would openly rebel against the king and the king's child. Rav Schwab says, and I want to share with you his words, v'tzarech lomar, you need to say, shekvar hirgishu olav shehu b'mnei Yisrael. It was felt about Moshe Rabbeinu that he was a member of B'nai Yisrael. Ki al kein zohi kocha shel hasina. That's the power of hatred. The power of hatred, the ability of a person who hates another, shehi matzlicha laredes, that person who hates has an uncanny ability to successfully go down, loredes leumka, to go to the very depths and the essence of an individual, of the person that he hates, ulegalos es mahuso, and to reveal who he truly is. Hate is a very strong midah. When a person hates another person, he has the ability of going into the very depths of that person to define his essence. That's the koach of sinna. That's the koach of hatred. These Rishayim, they hated Moshe Rabbeinu so much that they knew that he was a Jew. They weren't afraid that he was actually the child of Basia, the grandchild of Paro. They knew who he was. They knew what his kochos were. They knew what his potential was. And they knew that he wasn't an Egyptian, but rather he's a Jew. That's the kayach of sinna. That's the power of hatred. Now, if the power of hatred is so strong, is so powerful that a rival or a nemesis is able to go down to the very essence of who that person, the hated, is truly who they really are, then how much more so can a parent go and truly feel the koach, the power, the potential of their children? A parent is able to daher, is able to understand, and is matzlicha laredes leumko shel ashiyuso hamitis shel ha'ohov ulegalos es mahuso. A parent is able to successfully go to the very depths of an individual and to reveal their essence. A parent is able to look at a child and say, you are going to become the Gadol Hador. And that should be every parent's recognition of who their child is. That should be what every mechanech, what every educator feels about their students. That they're able to go and plunge into the depths of that person's very being, their soul, and determine that you will become the God of Hador. Explains Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Indeed, how is it that we're learning halacha lemaisa from Moshe Rabbeinu? Just because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to come and be nursed by an Egyptian woman, and therefore we are not able lechatchila to be nursed, what does Moshe Rabbeinu have to do with us? Explains Rabbi Yaakov, umavur mizeh limud gadol. We learn from here something very powerful. Be'inyan hachinuch. When it comes to the chinuch, to the education, shetzarech ha'av, that a father needs to give to his child, v'hainu, and that is shelakol yelad katan, that for every Jewish baby, yesh sikoy ledaber im ashkina, that he has the potential, the ability, to speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo u'ba'atzmo. And therefore, everything in that child's chinuch that is given to him by his parent or his Rebbe, it has to be with the lofty ideal of Asid Ledaber Imashkina, that ultimately this child is going to one day be speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zehu mashe tzrichim liskor. And this is what we have to remember. Kishaboyim libchor chinuch. That when we choose chinuch and the type of chinuch for our children, it has to be b'kdusha u'b'tahara. Because we know what our child is capable of. We know that every single child has the potential. And therefore, yes, by Moshe Rabbeinu, but we are no different. Kol mi sheyirtzeh. Whoever wants, Yovo v'yitol, come and take. Everyone, like the Rambam says, has the potential of being a Moshe Rabbeinu. Kimoshe Rabbeinu. Makes sense? If someone hates his fellow and he's able to plunge into who he is as a person and determine what he is, what his true essence is, how much more so is a father able to plunge into the depths of his child or a Rebbe into a Talmud, be able to determine that I know for a fact that this child one day, Asid Lidaber Imashchina, that one day he is going to speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bichvodo Uba'atzmo. And I think that is pshat. That is how we understand and that is how we reconcile the Medrash of Vayikra Rabbah that comes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Basa and he says, Moshe wasn't your child and you called him your child. Af at, so to you, you're not my child, but I'm going to call you my child. Eila b'nei Basya, Baska. And we explain that it's understood from that medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called her Basya after she converted. Before then, she wasn't a Yisrael. A Yisraelis. Now, after she converted, she became a Yisraelis. And now I'm going to call you Basya, even though you were not an original Basya. But the Gemara Megillah seems to tell us that she was given the name Basya much later when Kalev had married her and they equally had brought out different names. What I want to suggest is that no, it's not a contradiction. Because when she had converted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew what her potential was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was determining that this person is a person that's going to throw away the idols of her father, is going to totally remove herself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to delve into the very depths of her neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'machshava was saying, this is a baska. This is a baska. This is a basya. She one day is going to marry this great tzaddik Kalev. And all that will do is bring out bipoel, is bring out and actualize koyach, the ability that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already seen within her. So when the Medrash tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called her Basya, it's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw what was in her neshama. But when was she actually called Basya? She was actually called Basya when she was married to Kalev, and it was at that moment where it was Bipayel. It was actualized, that which was in her kayach, that which was in her potential, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to already understand and see, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate being that is able to go le'umka shel eshiyuso, to delve into the depths of a person, ha'amitis ulegalos es mahuso, and to reveal their true essence. We're all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us all of our neshamos. We're all the children of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has determined for each and every one of us that we have koichos. We have potential. All we need to do is put ourselves in the right environment, the right situation, to connect to the right people, to put ourselves in the right community. And ultimately, we will be able to draw out what Basya ultimately was able to, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had noticed, had witnessed so much earlier. Have a good Shabbos.